Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Oh, damn.
Diarrhea.
Did he say Big X the plug?
No, he said they know my girl. They know who my girl is, so she gets the plug. Not one of them things with like an animal's tail on it, Paige. Don't get excited.
It was Big X the plug, Lena the plug. About? It was a plug somewhere.
There's butts.
So he's doing shout outs to Aaliyah. Aaliyah gets a lot of shout outs.
Spark too. Plugs.
I'm very surprised her legacy has endured.
Well, I mean, it was kept alive by those that profited off of her publishing.
Which was real minimal if you think about it. Like, she was ahead at the time, but like not a big catalog to choose from.
Oh, I bet you that IP is worth a lot.
I don't see how.
Well, ask yourself this. Well, you know what? I'm maybe speaking out of turn here. I was about to say, what is the Eazy-E catalog worth? But I don't know how you value, not you, but how it's monetarily valued anymore. Like, is anybody just going to say, you know what? Man, I want to hear 8-Ball today. I haven't heard it in a while.
Wasn't the catalog what you found? Because he found Bone. Do some of their stuff go to his? Are we talking about just straight music?
Yeah, but even with that, though, like it's... I mean, trust me, you talking to, or you listening, if you talking to us, that's cool too, but you listening to three people that will tell you the publishing off of digital is not all that. I mean, it's not. Hell, some of them creators will actually outright say it like, I need this video to get 100,000 views or I'm going to lose money. And they are because of all the lights and all the glitz and glamour and staff that they have.
Do you remember when Juvenile came to town years ago and he got into a fight at a Waffle
Guerrero?
House?
Guerrero?
not Hoovy.
Oh, yes, I did.
The other Hoovy the Great.
Yes, the one on Haywood.
Well, a buddy of mine is the guy that got in a fight with him.
Uh-uh.
So they went to court, and he didn't really like get much of anything because Juvenile does not own his publishing. He didn't really have anything to get out of it.
So does he have it in a holding or something?
I guess Baby owns it. Whoever, Baby and Slim, they're running Cash Money.
God.
They get all that. So, I mean, No Limit Soldiers don't have money.
You know, like...
Masterpiece got it all.
I was thinking the other day that... And maybe it's like this in, like, rock and country, too. I don't know. But I feel like rappers really figured that out of... Not only am I going to flourish my career, but I'm going to look for the next great one on the way up. They're going to open for me. They're going to be featured on my songs. They're actually going to keep me younger. It's like when they got New Rudy on Cosby Show. Like, she got too old. We need another one.
You're going to put them on my label.
We go put them on my label. And so you take that back to the one with Dre is great. The lineage of that or whatever.
Dre to Eminem. Eminem to 50 Cent.
D12.
Yeah, he put them on there
which
too.
Which is probably minimal. But, like, and so, like, did Elvis do that. I mean, I hate to attack my own kind here, the honkies, but I'm not attacking, but it's one of those things. But I guess the record reps did that rather than the artist, whereas it just seems rappers were the ones who said, you know what, I am, because like with Diddy, his best songs, he's barely in. Like those songs, real good ones that didn't feature Biggie had women on them. I forget what their name, 112, is that what their names were? And then the one girl, so they had a...
Oh, another girl group he had, and I forgot the name
Pussycat Dolls, not Pussycat Dolls.
That wasn't them.
They had one white girl in there.
Because it's a reality show, and that's where that group came from.
And he made money on that, and just every little facet of it, just boom, boom.
I probably the best example is Drake. Lil Wayne put Drake on his label, and, you know, Drake's...
But that's handsome. Baby off that, though.
Yep.
Off the hierarchy of that.
Just trickles down. How much of that goes up? You know, Drake, massively successful.
Like, that's a good text. Country music artists, all they do is open theme parks and restaurants and bars. Yeah, not just, though. A lot of them, they don't sit there and run off and put their name on it and tell you, hey, this is my thing or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that is interesting because they have more of a business sense, you could say, as far as, like, licensing or trying to, like, get their names out there. How many rap restaurants do you know? 3-6 Mafia have a restaurant somewhere.
Oh my
God. They got a theme club or, you know, does Lil Wayne got a restaurant?
Oh man. Wheezy's.
The Wheezy's Cafe.
Come on down to Wheezy's. I know that when we were in Los Angeles, I didn't go in there. I think I took a picture in front of it, in front of Wee Man's Burrito.
Wee Man
down to Burrito food truck. Yeah. Oh, no, it was actually a restaurant.
Is that what it's called? Wee Man Burrito?
Wee Man Burrito. But they have a food truck sitting out in front of it. Yeah, a little tiny.
Oh, right.
That's what it is. People want to downsize to the, you know, your trucks and your whatever. Whatever's mobile, you know, less overhead you got.
Oh, yeah.
Does Lil Wayne have a food truck?
Pop-up shop.
He should have a liquor store.
Well, they had wrap snacks.
That is true.
I mean, that's another one. I don't remember going and seeing any Ricky Van Shelton potato chips or any Travis Tritt cereal.
Hey, can I get a Vince Gill Slim Jim?
Yeah.
Do you have those?
Well, we had Macho Man on that. I mean, that's still, they give him homage now. I asked a guy at the gas station the other day. I'll give him a shout out too. What's up? I shouldn't.
I call you halfway there.
Anyway.
I'm sure he'd love it.
I don't want to.
It's like we used to shout out the other guy at the gas station years and years ago who was...
That came back to bite us in the ass. We ended up getting him fired. he was telling it stuff. He said, don't say anything about this. But people put two and two together who we were talking about, and he was talking about telling us about degenerate gamblers that would come in and buy lottery tickets and all these schemes and stuff.
That's why when we talk about the certain bar we used to walk in and just run the place.
Thank God it's already closed.
Place, we ran that to the ground.
That bar doesn't exist.
That management did that, not ours, theirs. But they were, it was like Cheers, except we could go in the kitchen and cook.
They would just ask them, hey, can we cook cheese sticks? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, drop me in some tater tots. Yeah, we didn't even know how. We didn't even have like a recipe book or anything. We're just back there hey, hand me them steakums.
Deep fry those steakums.
Bouncers taking shots. The door guys taking shots.
People are throwing up in the bathroom on themselves as they passed out and taking a dump.
You remember how this started? The guys, like, you know, there were different wild turkey shots. It was like a purple wild turkey or like a grape or whatever.
Yeah, there was a motorcycle, too.
He did it all.
Blue motorcycle, is that what it was?
I think it was, yep. And then they're like, hey, your buddy's in the bathroom with his, you know, pants down. He's got puke all over his nuts.
Now, look, there's a good text. Okay, I'm going to read these two in a row here. Wow, what's with all the white people hate this morning? That's funny.
I'm here for it.
But also, this one here says, don't look past the one lady from R&B, Motown. All her pies are sold in Walmart now. I know exactly who he's talking about.
She has,
he's talking about
sweet
patty
potato
pies.
Pie. Sweet potato
Patty
pies.
LaBelle.
Patty LaBelle, okay. That's
patty right. pies.
Yeah.
Sold a ton. People were selling them on eBay for hundreds of dollars.
What?
Yeah, they were when they first came out. Now they're like, you know, the market's flooded. You can get them anywhere.
Oh.
They're not that good. I didn't like the banana pudding one that good, but that's got to be homemade anyway.
Oh, that's so... I went to a barbecue restaurant last week, and barbecue, I'd been there before. Barbecue's great. Sides are great. Mm-hmm. But the nanner pudding, it was that basic bitch banana pudding. I hate to say
out
it.
Out of a mix?
Just oh, went in, and maybe I think it was out of a mix, but then the simple dollop of whipped cream and the one Nilla wafer on top. Yeah. Just it shouldn't even be perfect like that. It should be all smashed.
Messy?
Yeah, I mean, it should. It should be like a soup.
My buddy Greg will make
a
it himself.
Thick clam chowder soup style, like a chunky soup of banana pudding.
With wafer. You can use Honey Grahams if you want wafers, though.
Honey Grahams.
Some people like to use graham crackers instead of wafers.
Interesting.
My buddy Greg like that makes the pudding, like, if you don't make it fresh, you know, he's all smack his ass in the back of the head.
You eat tapioca.
Because it's got those holes are weird.
I used to love tapioca.
Ugh.
If it's made right, it's good.
It looks like a pudding somebody fingered already.
Like, I don't get that. I don't. Is it a northern or western thing with like that and custards and all that
no,
stuff?
No, that's if you go yeah, to a certain like, restaurant like S&S Cafeteria, you get tapioca.
Well, I was like raised in that damn place.
Yeah, so was
it's
I.
Still open.
Is it?
Yeah, I pass it every day.
My mom used to like that place. Any of the cafeterias.
Which one closed?
The one on 291 and East North Street still there.
Which what was the one on Mall Crossing Road? Mall Connector Road. Mall Connector.
Morrison's.
Hudson.
Morrison's.
Was that Morrison's?
Yeah.
Nah, it had two letters. It was one of those.
S&P.
I can't remember that.
You're thinking of SMD.
EMA.
That was
I
that
think
text
was.
That Paige sent you, and you asked me what it meant. SMD. I had to.
She asked you what it meant. Then she sent it anyway.
Yeah, she still did it anyway.
She did an EMP.
And then she did lips emoji eggplant. I don't know.
EMC. You could use EMC too. Comma hard.
Very good text here. Do you think that a lot of folks? I love how people bounce around. Like we're not. It's not a race thing. It's because there's white rappers too. I mean, come on. But do you think a lot of folks maybe learned lessons the way they got screwed over in Motown? Absolutely. And you know what that was? That was Berry Gordy, who was black. So you couldn't even say that was like an oppression kind of thing there.
And he became the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Somehow. Didn't he smoke crack? Or is that Marion? That's Marion Barry.
Was it?
Yeah.
I got the wrong one.
Yeah.
Mother.
Damn you, man.
I'm really sorry.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Show.
Tongue punch my fart box. Let's take this for a spin.
This is my request.
I promise you'll be laughing by the time that we begin. Might sound kind of crazy, but don't you knock it yet. Come on and pucker up, babe.
Oh, this is the remix.
Yeah, this is the remix. I'm trying to think like,
what? Tongue push my fart box, baby girl. Relax. I just took a shower. I swear I cleaned my ass.
Cleaned it.
Please don't get up in it if I release a little gas. Let out your liquor and laminate my crack. At first a little tug can be a little tickling. So I drank a couple of beers and I shot a little whiskey. You can cure my hemorrhoids. I'm always feeling itchy. Don't have to hold your nose. Come on, baby, take a whiskey.
Tongue punch my fart box.
That is dry.
Ain't nothing wrong with fun.
Tongue up in the bum.
Guarantee you'll get
Kelly Roll will not respond to the DM.
Just give it a listen. I'm not asking you to sign me. I'm just merely the songwriter. But Dan in Columbia.
Oh, Dan.
And I forget the rapper's name that redid this. Do you remember? It was a clever rap name, but I don't.
I got a sweet side and a salty side, and I want you down the middle.
My God.
He's got to, you can tell he's got a set.
Yeah.
The way he talks.
He's kind of got that Joe Budden sound.
I've never
heard of Joe Budden. Well, he's a great rapper, Paige. He's a hip-hop legend.
Guys everywhere, right?
Somehow.
Every PLE, there's Joe Budden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wrestling. Yeah. Yep.
Mm. God, that's how I know him, actually, through wrestling.
So,
that was my answer.
I don't even want to, you know, this is what, things like this make me feel old. Which, by the way, tomorrow, debut of a brand new segment for the first time in, I mean, really, when have we, and I don't want to make it sound like we're like relaxed or anything, but like when have we debuted a new segment? Like a segment, like a branded segment.
I guess Best Damn doesn't count, right? That was like a refresh.
Yeah. That was a reactivation.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was the last one, though.
Tomorrow, the debut of Damn Matt Man, You're Making Me Feel Old. Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And this text is making me feel old right here, asking me who sang that song Salty Balls that Fatboy and I knew the words to earlier.
Oh, gosh.
Shame on you.
You don't know.
Shame on you. I mean, kind of shame on you, maybe. I don't know. That's a generational thing, I suppose. I feel like your parents should have told you. I had the CD.
Well, something came out.
South Park.
Yeah, it was Isaac Hayes, and something came out where his son was saying.
They offended his, he was Muslim. He's dead now, but he was Muslim, and they did a episode that offended him, and he chose to withdraw himself from the show. Which you got to say, all the stuff they did, that goes to show you. It's that old analogy I use about going to a stand-up comedian, stand-up, whatever. And they make all these jokes about all these diseases, but they make a joke about the one that killed your grandma, and you
like, that's it, you're done.
Arms are crossed. I don't like you no more, Dave Chappell. But yeah, but that's, you know, he stuck to his guns. And
well, according to his son, a big reason why he left the show was a certain church that Isaac Hayes was affiliated with.
Oh, was it Scientology?
Maybe.
Okay, so my bad on the Muslim thing then.
I only don't like saying them and calling them out because they like really.
You'll get a lot of ads on your social media if you ever even Google it or mention it in conversation. That's like, yeah, they in their heart.
They have a
matter of fact, all of you listening today will get ads probably.
They have a reputation for sending.
Use the promo code Mattman for half off.
Like, they will send people after people.
Yeah.
Like, they were not just like a litigious thing. Like,
look, I'm sitting here. You know, one of the things about conversation is not being glued to the internet or not being glued to AI to know all the answers. Sometimes it's just fun to, you know, ponder and wonder. I mean, all the answers, what would conversation be? You go to the, if you went to the barbershop, Paige, you wouldn't know. If you go to the, she doesn't get her hair cut.
She don't get barbed.
Yeah, if you go to a barbershop and they had time and weather on the screen.
Time and weather.
What the hell would you talk about? Because it's hair. Always about that. Lord, look at the time. Or, man.
Have you seen that weather?
Is it going to rain later? Because it's all there. Conversation would be done.
I guess you'd have to talk about the alcohol you're getting, right? Because they'll give you an alcohol.
You get one free.
That's it.
Like, you get one free. And you got to finish it before you leave.
But like, what would you say? Like, this is tasty. Have you ever had alcohol before?
Oh,
you ever cut somebody's hair drunk?
I love having beer with a little bit of beard hair in it. Yeah. As you give me a trim.
Oh, why don't barbers come up with beard hair beer?
Shut up.
That's time stamped.
Okay.
By the way,
another one we won't do anything with.
God.
Let me get to this. Or not get to it, but. God, we're on another track now, and this was what I kind of. Pivoted to, but that was also interesting also. Just the fact
yeah, it really
that, like,
is.
You're...
It's got to be mindful.
Well, it's... I don't know. Like, some people don't like... I don't like mindless conversation. I don't like. I will totally admit, I talk for a living or whatever the hell I do, but I don't like mindless conversation. Like, you're put in, like, for instance, the other night, I'll pretend Paige wasn't there.
Okay.
Paige and I, we were at the, you know, there was a big award ceremony a couple weekends
there
ago.
It is right here.
We won the best radio show in the state of South Carolina. I don't know if we're taking it on the road against others, but I want home studio advantage. And
hell yeah,
there was someone you know there that was seated at the you know, we had signed seating. It was at the table. He had also went stag. We all went stag.
Staggers.
Everybody went stag now that I think about it, except for one, which was awesome because I'm always stag.
Call you the white stag.
Paige is the stagette because she's a lady. Mm. So there's, you know, guys, and we have to talk to him because he's seated at the table with us, and it's the most. Paige just stepped away, just like I wanted to in the conversation because she wouldn't indict herself or anything. It was just like, man, it just, I get so put off by that. And people say, well, just be nice. I can't.
I mean,
I can, but it drives me bonkers.
I don't like the awkwardness. There's a business I don't go to anymore because the guy knew the show and he knew me when I went in, but he would just.
This guy works here. Like, he is not nothing. It wasn't anything like that. No,
this guy would just stand there and not say anything.
That's
weird. Just like, look.
Staring.
And I want to ask him, like, are you mental? Like, what is going on right now?
Well, I mean.
Are you, like, do you have a condition? Like, why are you looking at me and not talking?
I'm sure John Smoltz thought the same thing about me.
Because you're famous.
I was standing outside of the batting cage or the whatever, not the batting cage, the
pitching hole?
Yeah, where he's over there practicing his pitches. Doing rehab at the Greenville Brave, not for drugs, but for injury. And I'm standing there like he's just pitching for like 30, 45 minutes. I'm just standing there watching him. Didn't have a camera. There was no cell phones or anything.
But I wasn't doing a show. I'm just like there for, you know, getting serviced. And
I was waiting for him to finish up and sign my balls. Baseballs.
Me too.
And
so just standing there like
I'm just standing there just watching. Well, I didn't want to talk to him while he's pitching. But yeah, your thing, I get that. But
are you okay not knowing an answer? If you don't find out, like, I just, like, I don't want to look at it.
Well, I like asking first. Like, I would rather, like, a while ago, this is a fun thing. I hope no cops get offended by this. They're all turning the volume up way loud right now, as is Rob Inario. I was saying that my dad, when I was a child, had a cop pull him over because he read my dad, and he did. My dad really did. The cop read his lips that my dad called him the fuzz.
And how?
Dude, he did. The cop blue lighted him, U-turned, came around. We have a problem here, sir? And my dad's like, no. I'm a little kid in the back seat. No.
Let's just say you're in the back seat.
Well, why'd you call me the fuzz? And he's like, how did you know I did? And the cop said, well, I read your lips. Now, you're waiting for me to say my dad was wearing tight pants or something. It's no joke. He really...
Like when he was passing him, like oncoming to the cop.
Yes. Well, wow. No, at the opposite side of red light, exactly right there in front of the old Hess on Stone Shaw and Stone Avenue. Stone Avenue. And
God.
But so I was sitting here telling him a story, and then Fat Boy's like, what does the fuzz mean? And I was like, you know what? Damn if I know. Paige was outside taking a dump.
She was.
So
in the bathroom.
I Googled it.
Just out the hallway?
And I was like, huh, okay. But just to talk about it prior to, if I had that information right then and there, it'd be like, a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
But like, it's not that offensive, right? Is it? Like,
I guess it's just by any, you know, like any word. Some people can own it and use it. Others don't. This says that a lot of the underground mafia and stuff would call him the fuzz because the coppers would come so fast, you know, to arrest or whatever, that you'd turn around and you couldn't even get your eye focused on them. They'd already have you in handcuffs.
That's an awful explanation.
Well, that's what damn Wikipedia says.
I know, like they just.
That's why I don't pay them $3.10.
They should have came up with something better.
Yeah.
Some cops don't like being called cop.
Or, well, there's the one that they don't like. And, you know, I mean, maybe some do, though. Maybe, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, like there's like big dude. Like if I, you know, when I was heavier, if I rode a motorcycle, the last thing I would wear is a shirt that said hog on it. But many heavy set men are proud to do it. You know, so you just whatever you make it.
Would you wear assless chaps, though? That's the rule.
Would I? Let me stand up, pal.
You got them on right now.
There they are.
Put it away. Right. Put it away.
Paige, what is up in the place?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to find out who said this. A tomato is a bisexual thing. You'll find out why.
What? The tomato?
Probably freaking... Oh, God. What's his name? Scientist, black, three names.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Is that him? Hmm. Is that who it is?
No.
Ass. All right, good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, who said this? We're going to take a little sexy quiz. You want one? Who said this? A tomato.
See, you're like an aggressive man.
Yeah.
You asked us, did we want that? And we did not answer you because we were going to look at each other and make a decision on this.
Okay.
Yeah. You just assumed.
We were going to have a threesome. But you already started forcing yourself on us now. So yeah. I guess we're game.
It's like we're going to dinner and you're the dude.
Let me just say what the sentence is.
I have the knockwurst and my bitch will have the same.
Hang on, boy.
Two Cokes?
A tomato. Is a bisexual thing. Who said that?
Madonna.
Oh, you were onto something. Yeah. She's on the list. Was it Madonna, Helen Mirren, Martha Stewart, Gwyneth Paltrow,
yes,
or E. Drew Barrymore?
Gwyneth Paltrow, much like we do here on this show, sexualizes everything.
She really does.
She sells vagina candles. She sells gold lamé tampons. Many others.
I think there's a swerve here. I'm going to take Martha Stewart because she's gotten really horny in her older age.
Yeah, she's...
Like she's like throwing it out there.
You think she's hot, though, fat boy. You have a thing for old Martha.
Hell, I think Helen Mirren's hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Like, I mean, you know.
Okay. I don't think Martha's bi, but I feel like she would say that about...
Helen Mirren, is she?
She's beautiful.
Yeah, but well...
I think Martha loves dudes.
So this person added...
And who don't?
I looked it up. Very recently, because I had a problem with my tomatoes.
Damn, she's 80. Holy moly.
It's a bicycle.
Martha Stewart?
Helen Mirren.
Okay.
I'd be afraid I'd...
Well, you look at her back in the day. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, looking at her now, she's still gorgeous, but I couldn't.
She was always naked.
I hope she's not listening
right
now.
She looked good in a bathing suit back in the day. Okay,
I'd have to tell her no.
So she says, this person says, it's bisexual, so you have to go around to each tomato, each flower, and go like this and tremble them. And what she's talking about in these flowers and the stamen where the pollen is made, and it's labeled a male part, and and the pistil where it receives the pollen produces the
egg. Is that
so
why
you
they call urine that?
Mix it around so you get the male and the female parts, and then you have fruit.
God, this is why I quit school.
Get it?
Oh, man. God.
But that's what the bees do. They procreate your flowers for you.
Well, let us show you what the D's do.
And your fruit.
I almost failed. Not quite. A little below average. I was a D student.
Like, there were, you know, if there were more talk about animals hooking up, might have stayed in school.
Jesus.
Not bees pollinating flowers.
You have a child and grandkids and stuff. They're going to hear
this. You're so naughty.
Talk about goats that pee on their face.
Do you ever, like, sit down the grandkids in the sun and say, listen, it's all just a show. I ain't going to do all these things. So.
I'm not a pervert. Does it really? I swear.
Helen Mirren was... Okay. God, y'all are aggressive, or maybe I read your text wrong. Helen Mirren wasn't an octopus, you dumbass. Well, I'm sorry. She was in one James Bond movie, and that happens to be my favorite, so...
Well, it's a simple mistake.
Yeah, God, the aggression.
Plus, we get our villains mixed up between, you know, Octo No and Dr. Pussy. I can't tell which one's which.
Well, I mean...
So among the list, it was, you were right, Helen Mirren, who said that about tomatoes.
Gosh, she's good looking.
All that was to do that. Man. Yeah.
Sometimes you get to the BH, you got to go around the elbow.
You have to shake it a little bit in each flower. Tremble them.
You still talking about bees and flowers?
Yes.
Like, we
have to tremble with flowers.
I wish I could have talked to teachers the way I just talked to you about that.
Well, I'm trying to.
Like, are you still
you.
Going on about the damn flowers?
I am.
I'm over here.
You want tomatoes? You got to do it.
I'm over here writing the Metallica S over and over again on my paper and drawing ding-a-lings.
Miss Brown, are you still talking about the freaking flowers? We're talking about something else now?
Do you do any tutoring? I do. Your place or mine.
At least Miss Clardy lets us cut worms open and owl pellets.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Miss Bagwell. We opened up
you
baby pigs.
Worms?
Oh, yeah. We had to start with worms, then we went to frogs.
You didn't do pigs?
No, we didn't do pigs. We did owl pellets. You can find skulls.
God, that's weird. I tell you, some of my goats have some you could... God, man.
Why are we cutting on Dookie?
I mean, literally, it looks like chocolate-covered moth balls. You know those? Yeah, moth.
It looks like it would hurt.
It does.
Moth.
It really, really does. Moth ball. What? Paige, which one do you put in your closet? Your cedar chest? Is it chocolate malt balls or moth balls?
Moth.
How do they fly with those big old things?
Moth balls.
You don't want moths.
Yeah, I do, too.
In your sweaters because they will eat your sweaters.
Then they tore my middle school down to build GD apartments.
Dude, they tore my house down and didn't build nothing. Like, they wanted to just remove.
Demolished it.
Yes.
It will never be here
again. Of all them shanty houses at Poe Mill, no offense, there are some. Some of them just hanging on a good gust of wind.
Did they even turn your place into a park?
Nothing.
They even fixed up the public housing in Poe Mill.
The projects that right beside me, the reason we moved, they got all
bougie.
They got facade put on the bricks and stuff.
Oh, fixed the jacks up.
There's oddly enough, at the end of my street, you know what's there now? A podcast recording studio.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm like, where were y'all like 40 years ago?
Because sometimes I'll go down there to look at the mural on the left on the gas station because they'll add to it from time to time.
Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy?
It's pretty cool looking.
Is right across the street is where that kid took a dump in my yard and my mom wouldn't let him come to my house no more. Oh, Donnie.
So what did you want? Like,
I wanted him to quit taking a dump in my house.
A
Dookie
Donnie. Where you used to live? Like, here was Matt Mass.
No, but like, they, no, you smart ass bee. And that stands for boss lady. No.
We got to find Dookie Donnie.
It's like you think they tore it. It wasn't a bad, I mean, the house really was a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. Now, very thick walls and all that stuff, but. Like my grandparents' house, three houses down. The whorehouse across the street, the rock house, still standing.
Yeah.
But my old house, you know, when the people after us got foreclosed on, it just sat there forever. I had spray paint. I got a picture of it. It makes me so sad. There's a graffiti on it.
Did
I wrote it. It said, Matt Mann was from here.
I get to drive past the house that we used to live on.
But they tore it down and then
it's still
nothing. Nice. This has been years. It's just a lot.
That area is immune to gentrification. It's like it would just not happen.
That one spot right there. Dude, you're absolutely right.
It's that one slip.
Because even, I was like, my dad would always say, the right up from there was the VFW. And my daddy said, he's like, they won't push him out. Like my dad said.
I can see him say that right
They
now.
Will not put, and guess what?
They did.
They tore down the damn VFW.
They did.
Yeah, it did. It's across the street from old radio room.
When I was ride sharing, I had to drop the girl off at a certain grocery store that's named after a Metallica band member. And she said, can you stay in the parking lot till I get in? I was like, I guess, but like, you know, like, I don't want to get robbed out here. I ended up knowing the family who owns the place now. They send their kid to go work the morning shift to open the place up.
Well, I'm that's
like,
good.
Well, like scared. Your dad should be like, she's like a younger woman. Like your dad should be out here doing this.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's good. He's out.
I hope he's not leaving you to close out
working
here.
The business.
Probably get stuck up left and right.
Oh, you mean Rob?
Oh, yeah, Rob. Like,
like she's snooty?
That's what I meant. Somebody's
she's constipated.
Somebody's casing the
joint. Too much cheese. I didn't know what you meant. Call Roto-Rooter.
Guys, one of those now, though, where like they got to get the stuff for you, so you'd have to ask for it at the window, like, hey, can I get a suppository? Could you go get it for me?
I don't know if I could. You're talking about like the little Ingles kiosk.
Yeah.
I can't. Man.
Oh. They keep the stuff back there just so you have to ask. They can mess with you some places.
Really?
The sweet lady at my Ingles, I call it a kiosk. It's the little gas thing. She's an older lady. She sits in the chair. And anything that you have to get accessory-wise or whatever is behind her. So she just.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably like 70, I imagine. And she doesn't roll. She just. Turns around,
dude.
And it's weird how the vigor and quickness that she whoop, is sort of right behind there. It's pretty
That's
awesome.
Amazing.
There's a guy that works in mine that I know when he's working and he's in the bathroom, he's going to be in there for like 15-minute clips because you can see, like it's like a shotgun house. You can see the bathroom door straight from the front.
He keep it cracked a little bit so he can see out in case anybody's sticking him up?
No, but you can see shadows and stuff, and he'll put a sign on the window that says back in 10 minutes. I'm like, BS. He could be back at 15 at least.
Yeah, it stands for BS. Real big ones.
He's in there dropping them. Hey, there's a line of people waiting to get gas.
God, man.
Oh, my goodness.
He's peeling off loaves.
Holy moly.
Quicker than a freaking Merida factory.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'm Paige, and that was your Eyes Guys headline.
Thank you, Paige. There was some questions yesterday. From our, you're all one audience, but I talk to you like you're two different ones. The ones that are listening now, live, like right now, 7:56.
What's up, Dookie Donnie?
73, mostly Clint. Dookie Donnie, he died.
Oh, did he really?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, damn.
He's hit by a drunk driver.
No.
Yep.
That's terrible.
Well, I still feel awful now.
Yeah. Guy punched him right in the face, hit him in that one spot, and killed him instantly.
He's so. Go wheel him out of here.
I've got to roll you down.
She took me out of her wheel years ago. Listen
to this.
Have you ever
thought Dookie Donnie died?
There was several people were saying, hey, I read the podcast description, but I didn't hear anything about the woman with two vaginas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we didn't get to it. Fatboy had already pre-wrote that because I literally had wrote down on the little sheets like, Fatboy told me about this story. I said, oh, it's like some kind of, it's a circus in town, whatever. He's like, no, it's this real thing.
Might like, as well be.
Let's talk about it here, and then we come off. And
are they both functioning?
I have a questions, or excuse me. Mm-hmm. I have the answers to all your questions.
I can't wait to hear it.
And it poses a question of, is this like okay or not?
Could you carry, never mind. I have.
I know what you're going to ask, because I wondered about that too.
Two babies with two different
like that you're having twins but not
uteruses.
That's not no.
I don't know if I can go that far into it. I can just tell you like what's on the surface. Like I don't know like medically if she's like what she can do.
All of our questions, you have the answers?
Yes.
Okay.
Get ready for Fat GPT right after this.
Oh
morning,
my god.
Everybody.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh
never heard of it.
Gosh.
Never heard of it.
Guys morning show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.